Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as we are off and running. General at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A. There's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champion Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control. Wolchuk and Chiofalo. Austin Nix coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thermostat wars have been initiated, I believe, as the Sean and RJ operation earlier this week blamed us for setting the room to like 78 degrees. So I walked in here 30 minutes ago. They had turned it down to 60 before they left today, knowing KNC was going to be on remote. So the temperature just now normalizing.
Wow.
As for the first time in GBAC history, I've had to open up with a beanie on my head already.
Yeah.
Usually it's later on in the day. I'm clearly blaming Bobby.
He's the bitsman.
I think he's the agitator in these situations. He's trying to generate some content out of it. So, you know, but this is my issue with the whole morning show is just they start stuff based on like unconfirmed allegations.
Yes,
they're very suspicious, you know, and they jump to conclusions and, you know, make up this toxic fantasy land of who they have to blame and get back on. We did nothing. We have done nothing to deserve this.
There was the entire night show.
It was a four-hour show after us.
That took place after
Darian Arnold.
Yeah. Like, we are not putting this thing up to 78 degrees before we walk out of here. At no point could we do that. No. We live in the 68 to 70 world.
Yeah.
Here in the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah.
And so I don't know who is to blame. Maybe it was just a malfunction on the piece itself.
I don't believe this thing works well.
It's got a mind of its own,
I think,
for sure.
It does. Aliens.
But it is a back-to-baseball Friday here with your Rangers in Atlanta. Pre-game is coming up at 5:30. It's a fun starting situation with our guy Cal Quantrill. He's given up just 3 earned runs in his last 15 innings of work. He started as a reliever, didn't he?
Yeah.
And they were like, hey.
Yeah. Longtime starter in the league, but yeah, had him coming out of the pen, and now I guess he's should be up to like a 5-inning guy now. Yeah.
He looked like the pitcher he was in Cleveland 4 or 5 years ago so far. If you look at his numbers, the predictive numbers suggesting he is getting a little bit lucky. I mean, he's not missing bats, he's not missing barrels, but he's getting the job done by not getting hit hard and not walking guys. He's a game manager, kind of a glue guy that your rotation needed right now. So salute to our guy, Cal.
Pitching in a lot of games where like the score was out of hand. Like he's a guy that when you need to eat up some innings, you know, 3 or 4 innings, he was that guy. They're down 12 runs kind of thing and put him in there. That's yeah. Initially how he was getting a lot of work, and then all of a sudden he became like the starter once that Jack Leiter, you had those injuries with the fifth starter, and you know, he kind of stepped in, has been doing a pretty decent job of in that role.
It's been needed. Might need another start or two out of him before you can start to get healthy. But he's going to take on the lefty Chris Sale tonight. And over the last 2 years, I think he would have put this Rangers team on no-hitter watch tonight, wouldn't you? Lefty of Chris Sale's ilk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
But check this out.
Oh, please give us some good news here.
Josh Jung's hitting .333 against lefties. Berger and Foskey both have 5 home runs against lefties. Their team OPS against left-handed pitching is sitting at .756. The storyline's expired.
Yeah, they got a winning record. They're 13-9 against lefties this season. They've actually won 6 of 7. They're on a heater against lefties, and they're slugging better versus left-handed pitching than they are versus right-handed pitching. So you're right. The numbers are also very good in Atlanta. I'll share more at 3 o'clock when we go around the bases. But this is there's a lot of numbers that would say the Rangers are about to feast over the weekend
against Atlanta.
Yep, just in that park, at Truist Park in Atlanta, the Rangers, and Jake Berger specifically, is very good.
It's a good team, these Braves. Rangers hitting better on the road. And, yeah, you know, I think things normalized with the offense. We talked about that yesterday. But more importantly, I think CY went out and found guys specifically that could address their weaknesses against lefties and found more patient hitters. And with the second half of the season in front of them, feeling pretty good about what this team's capable of going up against Atlanta tonight. Okay, there is a report in New York the Mets are going to make almost everybody available except their young players that are under team control, at least 5 bullpen pieces, led by Luke Weaver, who is their elite setup man.
Great, and we need a setup man. This is perfect.
Right, 2.03 ERA, .83 whip. You could also look at Devin Williams, who might be more Rays.
Cheaper.
He still has great stuff, but he struggled with command. He has been their closer, but he might be pitching his way out of a closing role at this point in his career. But that's just a smattering of what can be available here with the Mets maybe being the first team to signal the baseball we're open for business, boys.
I love the word smattering that you just used there. But yeah, the Mets definitely, hell, I'd kick the tires on Francisco Lindor if they wanted to part with him. Maybe a little Seager swap.
They might.
And go party with Simeon. Bobby did reply to our conversation because he is toloing, and that's why we love you, Bob. He said he did not blame us. Corey Majors is responsible for that.
But Corey wasn't here today. They were on remote.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess he's pointing the finger at Corey, that Corey was initially the one that turned in the G-Bag Nation to blame for their initial issue.
So Corey started the blame train.
We got a finger pointing going on, and I don't like this.
So
I love
Bobby did do it. Is what you're telling me, though, Stu.
Yeah.
Sounds like he still did do this.
Thank you.
He wasn't Bobby,
for doing that math.
It had to have been RJ.
It was one of them,
or was it Medford?
It was one of them. You know, and they didn't stop one another.
So they
would
had
imagine
to stay an extra hour.
I would imagine they brought this up as a collection and laughed about it. You know,
It's just their aim was off.
Yeah,
they had it at us, and we're not the peoples.
So
we're not the ones.
We're not the ones, bro.
We don't play
or the twos.
They're going after their co-workers on secondhand info. I think, which is even worse.
Yeah, there was no hard-hitting evidence that it was us.
No.
But they make the move. It's not them. So lash out at the people that aren't there in the moment.
All righty. If you have feedback on that, Bobby, we'd love to hear it.
I'd rather him put it at 60, though, than put it at like 80, to be fair.
Amen.
No,
at least they went cold with it.
Amen. I did see today 23 teams are either in a playoff spot or within 4 games.
Gosh.
So,
wow.
Might be difficult. But at least we got one team getting the party started. Maybe it'll set off some dominoes. Might be a situation where you have to talk to other contenders, though. Could we do a player-for-player swap? You know, you need a little of this, we need a little of that. But most contenders aren't in the interest of giving away quality bullpen pieces. Be quite a find if you could.
Can I make an admission from yesterday?
Yes, please.
What'd you do?
You know, we talked about Taylor Farms.
Yeah.
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 Salad. They're the
salad,
lettuce
yeah.
culprits for the, the parasite.
I had like 2 brand new bags of that stuff in my fridge.
Unopened?
Unopened.
Praise God.
I went ahead and had those, like the
Did you really?
Yeah. Totally.
You had a Taylor Farm salad last night.
I looked at the bag.
The countdown begins.
Feats of strength. Is this another one of these feats of strength? No, he's like, watch me. I'm built different.
This is last night at dinner.
Get the golf towel ready.
And I'm sitting there. No. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going, oh man, it's just because it's that romaine.
Yeah.
It's the
shredded romaine.
I cut it myself.
I think you're good.
I shred the romaine myself.
Did you wash it?
I absolutely washed it.
Oh, okay, man. You might be all right.
I washed it, but I saw the name. I'm like, Jesus, is Taylor Farms.
Yeah.
I go, should I? And I sat there and I said, gosh, I'm hungry. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, got my chicken out, my strawberries, got everything out I needed. I washed that sucker and I put it in the plate and I devoured it. Watching bull riding with Dad last night.
It might devour you here in about 7 to 8 days.
Do you think is it that big of a care? I thought it's not a 24 or 48 hour deal.
Man, 2 weeks sometimes before the symptoms pop up.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why
so
the countdown begins.
It might strike you down on the fields in Oxnard in a couple of weeks, Brian.
If it happens, that'll be a story. Yeah. But I was
Where's
like,
Brian, oh, he's in his bathroom. He hasn't left in days.
At least they got
a nice bathroom out there. They have a really nice air conditioned bathroom out there.
Yeah, no.
Having that discussion, and I saw the bag, and it said Taylor Farms, and I thought about it all for about 15 seconds. I said, "Nah, I'm just gonna wash this."
That sounds like some gummy activity right there, bro.
No, yeah.
Still on the CBD shaman.
You getting that bag?
No,
I'm just gonna eat it up.
All time munchies.
But
I got home, and my Taylor Farms was in the garbage.
Was it
she
really?
Was listening to that segment on her way home.
Was it?
And instantly cleared out all of my lettuce options. So I didn't have that option. Unless I wanted to go dumpster diving.
They pack those romaines in like a bag of, like you get them
six. Yeah, you got them in six.
Yeah, if you go to Costco or one of those.
What a ballsy move, man. It's a great experiment, though. Like, I'm excited to kind of just see what the results end up being. I certainly have my own hypothesis that you're going to be riding the throne for
a
while.
Wait a minute, man versus parasite.
Did Dad and Michelle consume it?
No, I was the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was the only one.
It's just a personal test.
But this is like the ultimate barometer for you having the greatest immune system that we've ever seen.
I hate to say this.
I think he does.
I did this to see if it would work.
I know that you did.
I did.
As soon as you said it, I knew that you did.
I said, let's see if I could get explosive diarrhea by eating this.
Man, I hope your doctor is listening.
If not, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to call all you P-words that are out there getting sick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's silver lining, you end up losing 5-6 pounds out of it, right?
Yeah, the doctor might like this.
There's some validity to that,
There's some upside.
Yeah, there's some absolute upside to
this. I kind of feel, maybe he passes on to me, I kind of feel some bubble guts going on right now.
Yeah.
It's just might be some leftover yesterday.
All-time YOLO right there, man.
That is ballsy right there. The entire country is throwing their Taylor Farm salads away.
Not me.
And you're doubling down.
I just, you know what?
Let me see what it's hitting for.
This is not wrong.
Take that, Cleospora.
I looked at it.
You should go get Taco Bell on the way home.
I looked at it. I could double down with Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, you will.
It wouldn't be healthy for me, but I looked at that pack and I said, not today. Not today. And I took that thing, washed it, chopped it up, put it in my side.
It was
damn good. Damn good.
I've actually gained a ton of respect for you over the last 2 minutes or so, man. This is impressive.
Did I just like wave my finger in the face of adversity?
Yeah.
You tumbled it.
I think you did.
At this point, you have.
At this point, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. But if I die, you guys know why.
If he dies, he dies.
Now starts the process, you know?
Yeah.
But you guys are telling me it's 6-7 days?
So sometimes.
At least.
I mean, it can get up to double-digit days before it really sets
we'll
in
see.
On you. So
I'll be at camp when it all happens.
You'll be looking over your shoulder.
It'll
for the next
be real bad
weeks.
If it hits on the airplane.
Yeah.
Right now, it's
That'll
camping.
Be the worst.
It's camping in me?
It's camping right now, bro.
All right, we carry on.
British Open.
Be brave out there, folks. Be brave.
Be brave, lads.
They're scoring.
That's all we're
at
asking
that.
For the English to do. Hey, be brave. We weren't brave.
It was a good day of scoring there. Royal Birkdale?
Royal Birkdale. Mm-hmm. There you go, Dawson.
Lucas Herbert and Sam Burns matched the major championship scoring record of 62.
Herbert had a chance that thing to be a 61. Missed a very short putt.
5-footer for par on 18 would have given the Australian the record alone. Yeah. I think there should be an asterisk if another guy, you know, posted a historic round right behind you. Like the
like
course
the
is a little
first
soft,
in?
Isn't it?
First in?
Yeah.
Or asterisk that it's really not that hard?
Yes, really not that hard. It was, you know, the winning score that year was 15 under.
What's this guy's
under.
First name?
It's Lucas. Lucas Herbert and Sam Burns.
Lucas, Gavin Dawson here, 105.3 The Fan. like to say that your 61 really was not impressive today.
Exactly. Yeah, we're gonna power rank these things. Burns capped off an astonishing birdie
finish. Sam Burns, he had to chip in to get his 61. That's an LSU guy, so that was all about Sam Burns today.
He's definitely having the better afternoon and evening celebrating. Our hero, Scotty Scheffler, started the day at 2-under. He is now 4-under for the championship.
7th place, I believe.
And he is through 17 now, so he's about to tee off on 18, sitting there at 4-under par, 4 off the pace set by the aforementioned Herbert there with his 62.
Did you guys see Spieth?
Trash 62. Yes, Chief.
3-putt the 3-footer.
I did see the video.
Oh. He's been known to do that.
That's a struggle for him.
He has been known to do that.
It was brutal to watch.
Yeah.
He short-circuited right there.
Then you start overthinking it. You're just, you don't have the touchdown. Now I'm over. I'm too strong. I'm too weak.
He was on fire that year.
Yeah, the year he won it at Royal Birkdale.
Really?
He was 23 years old, yeah.
Okay, Mauricio Pochettino, the USA soccer manager, says he's going to make a decision on his future as coach of the U.S. next week. The Argentine is in talks with U.S. soccer to sign an extension through the 2030 World Cup. When asked about his future, on Spanish radio Cadena Cope, he said, "We're evaluating it, looking at it. They have made me an offer to continue, and we will see. Next week, we will make a decision." He has received interest from a couple of Italian and English soccer teams. So the 54-year-old going to make his decision and announce it to the world next week.
He and LeBron are going to do it as a 2-for-1 sale?
I think this is a pretty big deal. You know, you found something that worked. You know, why would you want to move on from that and risk going back to the revolving door of not good enough that we had, frankly, before him? I think some people that don't know soccer said, "You lost the big one. You lost to Belgium. You can't keep coaching if you lose. You were brought in to beat teams like that." No, forget that. Evaluate the style of play. Evaluate how the highs of what they achieved compared to previous teams. It's not even close. We got the champ on the other side. Then the top 10. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
National Lottery Day. What are the top 10 things people would do if they won the lottery? 877-881-1053. What would you do? That's
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's next.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Got the top 10 here in just a minute. Time to go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius has the champ.
Don't you forget about me. Going for 5 on Monday is our very own Mike Bassick. You might have just heard him on the station.
Yeah.
Might have just heard him on the KNC Masterpiece. It was KMC Masterpiece again. Yeah, I'm Mike Bassick. He's willing to do anything to keep Wyatt Langford in the game.
Wyatt, what can I do? What can we do as Ranger fans
to keep you healthy the rest of this season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. I'm going to want to play every single game for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home and get on my knees for you because, man, yeah. Do we need Wyatt Lang for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Do bow bow. Oh, yeah.
Does any beat writer have the stones to get the follow-up from Wyatt on this?
Might have to wait for spring training for you boys next year. What was going through your head when Mike Bassick said this?
Yeah, I'm gonna jot it down right now.
I tell you what, if Langford continues to have an amazing season and plays like this for another 3 months, they should trade him in the offseason. Don't you think so?
Well, the stock's like the highest.
Betting he's going to be injured guy forever.
I tried to get rid of him before all this started.
I know, and that would have been unfortunate to trade him then. That would have been selling at a low.
No, I fully, every time I watch him, you know, hit for some power, slug, run, make a defensive play, I'm thinking, okay, well, that just shows you. But I'm also just kind of ready for him to get hurt again.
I would be a savage if I ran teams with injured guys.
Just be flipping them left and right.
Yeah, it's. I mean, a couple years in a row where you're missing a quarter of the games, a third of the games, I'm trying to move you on out of there for durable players who have a extended track record of doing that. You know, we all know the guy that playing up was always hurt. You know, he either something happened or they don't stretch good enough or something happened that threw off the way that they move. And every time you turn around, they're getting hurt again. And pro sports is littered with them, you know, more so than ever, because now we can give them physical therapy to get them back in the game. We can do all these fancy surgeries. You're just recycling injury-prone dudes, and we're inundated with them. And if you're not careful, you're going to fall in love with their talent and then be left holding the bag. Here's Woolchuk with his top 10 at 220.
Thank you very much. What are the top 10 things people would do if they won the lottery on National Lottery Day? Wow. I mean, speaking of winning the lottery, Texas Tech announcing a 15-year naming rights agreement for their football stadium with Galaxy. This one is worth a lot of money. It was, of course, AT&T Stadium there. Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock. Now it's going to be Galaxy Stadium. She had Big 12 and their deal with Monster, and now Texas Tech getting some more money with the licensing agreement starting on September 5th against Abilene Christian. The new era at Galaxy Stadium for Red Raider football will kick off. So congratulations to LBK.
Is that like the phone model that Samsung makes? That kind of Galaxy? What kind of Galaxy are we doing here?
It's a global leader in data center infrastructure and digital assets.
It sounds actually terrifying. I feel like that's the place that kind of has all the dirty secrets of ours. They know everything.
Digital assets.
All the data center. Yeah.
Is this like a crypto thing? NFT thing?
They might do that. They might
do
dabble.
My Googles.
They deliver solutions that accelerate progress in finance and AI.
Okay. All right.
Fire! And movies are back. The Odyssey coming out this weekend. My gosh, that's supposed to do big-time numbers. The reviews are incredible. Christopher Nolan's new epic that's out. But right now the box office is tracking, prior to the pandemic, 2019, they are at their best numbers, as they're going to be set to cross $10 billion this year for the first time since 2019, thanks to movies like Project Hail Mary, Obsession, Michael, and now we got Toy Story 5, The Odyssey, and later this month you will get a Spider-Man movie that is coming out as well. So people are going back to the movies now, and for the first time since the pandemic, it seems like the box office is starting to settle. Now, might just be, hey, these are movies people want to go see. Every single year might not be the same, but as of today, people are happy when it comes to the movie theaters, and they are going. We got butts in seats right now, butts in seats. So if you're going to see The Odyssey, maybe you saw it last night, they had early screenings, let me know how it is. For IMAX, it's the way to go. But we only have one IMAX theater, and it's that Cinemark Webb Chapel. And that thing is like booked out for months.
Yeah, it's always packed over in that
ridiculous
direction.
Yeah, my brother hit me up like 6 weeks ago. Like, hey, what are you doing on July 17th? Would you want to go see a movie? I'm like, I have no idea what's happening, dude. Yeah. Like, why are we, what are you even talking about?
That's what you had to do. You want to see an IMAX?
What do you mean?
Check my schedule.
Yeah, dude, come on.
I ended up buying tickets. I didn't even realize that I did this, but I've got for July 31st with my sharding friend Jared. We're going because he's big on like looking ahead and trying to book these things. And I agreed, and boom, here we go. So July 31st, we'll be there. If you've got like a 7:30 IMAX showing, we'll be seeing the movie together. I'm excited about it. It'll be
See,
fun.
I don't make long-term plans like that with friends because I know I'll forget about it and schedule something else.
Yeah.
Well, thank God he told
me
this week.
And then they'll be like, well, you got to tell one of your friends that, you know, you're just a total screw-up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Usually turns
that,
out
man.
To be.
I'm not
yeah.
be able to
What's this thing
that?
Even about?
Yeah, I know you've probably been planning this for it's 6 weeks and you've thought about it every
the Odyssey.
Day.
Yeah, okay, I got
What's
you.
This about? It's freaking awesome. Right?
I just looked at it.
You should see the conversations online about it. I see people tell like, oh, hope this scene is in here. Hope that scene is in here.
Okay.
Then you see people responding to that saying, don't spoil it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want
to
know.
It's a 5,000-year-old story. What do you mean, don't spoil it, bro?
I got the idea now.
Don't spoil it.
Are you trolling right now?
I didn't read the book, Lucius.
Don't spoil it, bro.
I feel like wasn't the Odyssey a book that like we all read in school?
Yeah.
So it's like 300?
There's elements. Yeah.
You could say
or
that.
Or like Troy, right? Is it a little bit like
there's
Troy?
Yeah,
you
story
can say
is
that
part
too.
Of
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Achilles is in it.
Looks like a lot of fire and horses and stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Like a 6-hour movie.
You don't know the story of Broadus? Are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Come on, man.
I really don't.
Okay.
I really right. don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's at LSU Education.
That's I admit it. Yeah,
that's
I'm
a football
not,
school.
I'm
right
not
there.
The smartest guy in the world.
I blame the high school.
Yeah, I'm really the Odyssey.
I blame
though.
Ball.
Yeah,
so
I was
the,
say
the
that
premise.
Too.
What is it?
He can name every linebacker that went to high school in Alabama, but you know, the Odyssey. What is that?
Yeah. Odyssey.
Achilles, never heard of.
It's a Trojan horse.
It's a company we work for.
Oh, is this what we got? Is this the Trojan horse thing?
Yeah, that's the origin.
Yes, okay, that is the origin.
That was a surprise attack.
It was.
That was well thought out, by the way. How stupid on the other team for allowing him to get in.
318, I'm with you.
That's
user
a big
reviews.
Breakdown on their part.
Armchair quarterbacking right here.
Yeah. How do you get fooled?
Oh, it's a giant wooden horse?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Open this thing up.
There's got to be an army inside it. Open it up. Open it.
How smart were these people? Can you hear the people in there breathing?
Oh, man.
Bunch of dum-dums.
Yeah. All right, top 10 things people would do if they won the lottery, 877-881-1053. Hey, definitely goes to the Odyssey was an answer that I got when I put this out on the Twitter. A lot of people were like, I wouldn't change a thing. I just wouldn't tell anybody about it, and I'd never have to worry about my bank account ever again. Others were like, I'd quit my job immediately. I'd leave my family. I'd hire an attorney. I'd retire.
I'd leave my family.
I'd buy a house.
I'd probably DoorDash something for the first time in my life just to get that experience.
You've never DoorDashed?
It's like hundreds of dollars.
You know what,
no,
Eric?
I've been on the app before and considered it, and then you get what the total's going to end up being, and I've never been able to justify spending 30% more,
it's 40%
more
yeah.
than what I should be paying.
I think it probably depends on the place you're ordering from. I was actually having a talk about that with the Greek yesterday, because DoorDash is fleecing some of these people out, but not all of them.
I kind of think you need to think about maybe buying a toll tag. I think that would be even better than your DoorDash.
The toll tag's worth it.
And you just drive all over the place and not worry about, you know.
Yeah, that'd
just
be good.
Like, see all the places you never got to see.
Finally go into my Google Maps and take off the avoid tolls. That's a good move.
Yeah, I would save a lot of time, but gosh, those damn tolls. I saw that they made like over $1 billion this year, NTTA did.
Privately funded.
It's only
jerks.
Going up.
Matt Owen, shout out to Professor O, said retire, set up a youth sports training facility, and spend my days either fishing or training young athletes. Shout out to you. Another person, so they wanted to take me to Nick and Sam's. It's a date. We can make that happen. Buy my spot on the KNC Masterpiece. That's Ethan, said that online. The 20% minimum to my church first. And then whatever my wife says, for the most part.
Yeah.
That's from Charlie.
Yeah, that's
church
a good
first
one, man.
And OnlyFans, 80%.
Buy season tickets to Texas A&M football, then Stars season tickets in a brand new car from Thomas. Mm. Number 10 on the list that people would do. Do you guys have anything that you would like 100% do immediately other than just order DoorDash, which is a phenomenal answer?
I mean, I've gotten to a point where I don't want any clothes or vehicles, you know. So I think I would just retire and pay everything off and then invest everything. Like I'm calling your guys at Trajan.
Yeah.
And saying, here's where the checks are going.
Yep.
Just let's keep this. I want passive income for the rest of my family's existence.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the headiest play. No question.
Just make sure the family's set up.
Yeah. Maybe get you a little land.
Yeah. Some land on a mountain, some land next to water. You know, some land on a Caribbean island.
Yeah, get you
three houses, so you can always be.
Don't say an island. I feel like anybody that's going to buy an island, there's some creepy crap going on there.
The island
stuff.
Okay. you know, just in a nice climate.
Yep.
I want to be guaranteed that I can go live in 72 degrees right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
absolutely Malibu, get a nice Malibu home, like we drive by. Goodness, I mean, that is just pristine beauty. Pepperdine, isn't that the university we drive by?
Pepperdine, we drive by that.
Someplace by Pepperdine. Sure. That'd be ideal. Lucius, what would you do?
Buy the biggest house in Bonham, Texas.
Bonham.
Yeah, it's got to have some water on it. Yeah, I shoot so low, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Shoot so low. Biggest Bonham's house nice. In Bonham, Texas with some water on it and drive a King Ranch. To some my local bar every day.
You and I share the love for the King Ranch truck. I want my truck back. I do.
Number 10 on the top 10 things people would do if they won the lottery is start a business or pursue whatever their passion is. Number 9 is simple joys like spa treatments.
That's the crazy part, man. I remember my elementary teachers and everything talking about passion, passion, passion. I'm like, I don't have passion for work. What are you talking about?
Right?
Yeah. You don't have a passion for
work. We got to find another way to get to this key right here. Passion for work is not here.
8 is donate to charity or just give back. 7 is buy a new car or a luxury vehicle that you've always wanted.
It would be sick to be able to just walk up to anybody you want.
Yeah.
And bless them in a way that would literally bring them to tears.
Change their life.
Yeah.
It'd be incredible.
They'd have an out-of-body experience. That would be a really fun thing.
And it'd be nice to just go and buy a car and like, nah, we don't need payment plans, man.
Give a crackhead $5, bro. You'll get that same experience. 100%.
Oh, bless you,
this whole
bless
thing
you.
Is me?
Yeah, that would be a win.
6 is quit or change jobs. 5 is invest or save for the future. 4 is help your family and friends, gifts, debt relief, maybe buy them a house. I mean, I think it definitely try and set your family up, your parents.
Right. When it comes to investing in those dividend stocks have been jamming lately.
Yeah?
Yeah, been jamming. That's the way to go for me.
3 is travel the world or take whatever your dream vacation is. 2 is buy a house or invest in property / renovations. So your dream home.
Yeah, I mean, just turning your home into a one-stop shop for
whatever you
want. I
don't
really ever have to leave here if I don't want to. Yeah. All the cool things that I'd like to participate in are right here at the house.
You're basically Howard Stern. You just never leave. You've got your studio in your home.
He's down to working one day a week.
It's amazing.
Yeah, just cashing checks.
And during COVID. He turns on the mic once a week. They're
once
doing
a week.
The work. They're doing the damn work.
Once a week.
Unless he has an interview, then, you know, he's going to jam that.
He shows up, and right before the mics turn on, he's like, what are we talking about today, guys?
Somebody's feet, somebody's diarrhea, somebody's hairy chest.
Yep.
And then we're out.
Hey, Lucius.
We're out.
Oh, Howard.
See you next week, guys.
Yeah. Lucius, the biggest home in Bonham. Happens to be the Sam Rayburn House.
I'm coming for you, Sam Rayburn.
It's located about, it's a 2-acre place.
You got some water on it? I need a tank on it.
South side of the Texas Highway 56 on the western outskirts of Bonham. Main house, storage building, shed, garage, well house, barn. Main house is 2.5-story wood frame structure with, it's got a special kind of roof.
It was a realtor right now.
You're definitely going to have an indoor basketball court.
No, this home was
for
built.
Sure.
This home was built, they say, in 1916 is when it
1916?
Was. 1916.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll take a wrecking ball to that thing and start.
Yeah, let's rebuild that thing. Number one thing that people would do if they won the lottery was pay off all your debts. Credit card debt, your mortgage,
sure,
loans.
Have that done.
Just get all that stuff done and taken care of. That would be their number one priority.
Yeah, that's standard, you know, but you got mill. That's just like... That's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about...
That's just a taste of it.
Yeah, what are you going to do after that? You're getting to reset to zero with unlimited funds, and you can't screw it up. You can't be the guy who won the lottery and 5 years later was totally broke. That's your number one goal here at this point. This should be a blessing for you and future generations of your family if you don't mess it up. We got biggest L's and biggest dubs coming up, Chief.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
RealFacts 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And RealFacts 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new red diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's right here on The Fan.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're talking Rangers with you coming up at 3 o'clock. Proper round tripper with Wolchuk. Pre-game tonight, 5:30. Here's the Chief.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Texter in the 801 coming from Utah for Biggie L, biggest dub today. His L had my first colonoscopy and hemorrhoidectomy.
What's a hemorrhoidectomy? Removal. Are they taking the hemorrhoids out?
Removal, I believe.
Bloody.
100% recovery is 2 to 3 months.
Oh, boy. You can't not poo-poo?
Big dub, though. He is cancer-free.
That's a dub.
That's the most important thing.
So you will take that. But hemorrhoidectomy, that is brutal, dude. I didn't realize that was a 2 to 3 monther. Yeah. Got to be careful with that. That's rampant. Mm-hmm. You have Tim in Carthage. Biggest dub. Great week. Soccer is over. Biggest L. Dawson is back and hating on the teachers already.
Must have been listening late last night.
That's right, dude. You ruffled some
feathers.
Former
principal?
Yeah. Former principal.
Former principal,
yeah,
right there.
His son is a superintendent.
Oh,
yeah. So he's not appreciating the teachers getting dunked on. We love you, Pappy. We really do.
I mean, I don't think either of the two times I've been accused of dunking on teachers, I actually was dunking on them. You know, I think a couple of years ago I was just pointing out they got a great thing going with getting an entire summer off.
Yeah, kind of just a tip of the cap to
well done.
Being in an industry where you get lots of time off.
Well played. You know, and then last night I think I was just sort of commenting on how unfortunate it is that we value sports so much more than education in this world.
Okay, I'm sorry. It looks like we have some breaking news with the text. People are saying Wolchuk posted something.
I don't see anything.
Maybe three on the way?
Okay.
No.
Because we're getting multiple texts here saying, Wolchuk, there's no way you meant to post that. Wolchuk, did you get hacked?
Okay, is this a Bobby thing?
I don't know, but it might be something to just look into. I'm not seeing it.
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, well, maybe you're in the clear. I would check all your socials.
It's a Friday. It's got to be Bobby.
Just check all your socials just in case, because you don't want something bad to happen that way.
What a play by me.
That's kind of terrifying.
903, biggest L. It's hot as balls outside. Biggest dub. Vacation starts in T-minus 45 minutes. Florida, here we come. There is no better vibes than a pre-vacation Friday.
Is it really hot
vibe
outside? I didn't find it. The last few days have been great.
It's felt pretty nice to you.
But yeah, this weekend it's supposed to start to get into the hundreds, right? Getting back at that. But like that high pressure dome has moved on, and like we had about all that rain and stuff was really good for us, except in the southern part of the state, it kind of had some flooding going
for
on.
For sure. Yeah. Big time weather L's taking place here in Texas with the flooding. And our heart goes out to all those individuals fighting through that, plus the Canadian wildfires that is tormenting the oxygen throughout the better part of the northeast of this country. That sounds like a real disaster, having to try and fight, like everybody having to just stay inside, I guess. Because
air quality is low.
Yeah. I mean, even here, I know yesterday I was seeing that even just locally the air quality was pretty dang bad. But all the way up there, it's... You're smoking 10 packs of cigarettes, allegedly, according to science,
dang,
if you're outside breathing in that thing.
Gonna have to get that mask back out.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, that'll definitely save you. The Atlanta Hawks take an L yesterday for the Summer League. This is the first time we've ever had a Summer League L, but when you are down 32-2 at the end of the first quarter of any game, you deserve to be acknowledged for your incompetence. That's exactly what took place with the Atlanta Hawks versus the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday. The Grizzlies were up 21-0 at one point in the first quarter. The Hawks were 1 of 12 from the field, 8.3%, 8 turnovers, and the first quarter was 32-2, okay? And that set a summer league record for the lowest amount of points allowed in a single quarter, and the Hawks set the record for the lowest amount of points scored in a quarter. So just a truly ugly, ugly performance there in Atlanta.
Bad news, guys. None of you are going to make this team.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. That is really, really bad. Walchuk, you looking good over there on your socials?
I still don't see anything. I think this has got to be a Bobby just bit.
And I, like he's no now way he's got
meant to retweet that. Didn't know you were an Abella Danger fan.
It's a okay, so he has an army of Tolos now.
This has got to be a yeah. I don't see anything out there. But if you see something inappropriate from me, I did not put that out there. Blame Bobby Belt.
214, our buddy Woody is hoping to cash in on some dubs with a bunch of bets, futures bets on OU and John Mateer winning the Heisman. So hopefully that works out for him. 8 more weeks to go until, I guess what, until some good football's getting played. And he's still going strong off the benzos and the opiates. So Woody's just rocking and rolling right now. We have also, how about the L we're all taking as the Home Alone 2 pigeon lady, Brenda Fricker, died at the age of 81.
I know her more from Angels in the Outfield.
It's one of your childhood crushes, Broadus, isn't that right?
She was Gilfie.
Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah, she was in Angels in the Outfield, and Home Alone 2 is what I believe she's most famous for, being the pigeon lady.
Yeah. I just was more of an Angels in the Outfield fan than Home Alone 2.
How about the L in Kansas City, where a man spent 8 hours stuck in a portageon that he fell into after dropping a Mountain Dew and he went to retrieve it? Have you guys seen this?
I did.
I don't understand how this is even possible. How are you getting stuck? I mean, this was overnight. So you have the World Cup action going down in Kansas City, then they have a bunch of watch parties going on around the venue site. And so there's portageons everywhere. And when the company went to retrieve them because World Cup party's over, they found a man who was locked in there overnight because he had dropped his Mountain Dew and went to retrieve it and somehow got stuck. I don't even understand how you can get stuck in a run-of-the-mill portageon like that. But he found a way.
I don't understand how you don't just chop that up as an L, man.
Thank you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Didn't get my Mountain Dew. It's gone.
Sucks.
Dropped it in a portageon. Everybody's going to say, I understand.
Man. You don't go retrieving. I don't know if there's anything. I think I would chalk up anything to the game.
Yeah, the phone's gone. Everything's gone.
It's
wallet,
over.
Everybody. It belongs to the game now.
I would not even take a beverage into a porta potty unless I could totally, you know, cover it in plastic wrap or something.
Yeah, that's another great point.
In a bag.
Why are you bringing that
in
there?
He had to have been 1,000% hammered, and his last booze was in that Mountain Dew bottle.
Oh, it was a little mixer situation.
Yeah. Like, liquor stores were closed. If he doesn't get that, he's not getting booze till the morning.
I think it's a little bit more than liquor.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm looking at the fella right here.
But I saw the video, yeah.
Abuse is going on.
He's trying. He couldn't crawl out.
Do you want to hear from the worker, Eric, that he works for the Portageon company?
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's kind of explaining what happens here.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, all right. And he's a character, too, the way he talks.
One of our guys went to pick up an event from the World Cup. Knocked on all the doors, made sure nobody was in the restrooms. He did find one of them locked, knocked on the door, and let the gentleman know he had 10 minutes to get out. Picked up everything else, went back to that toilet, knocked again. The man inside said he was not going to get out. They looked inside and didn't see anybody. The lid was closed. No one was in the restroom. It kind of startled them. All of a sudden, a head popped out of the toilet.
Jeez.
And he said, I'm in here. Fire department came after that and tried to instruct the man to exit the toilet. And the man would not do it. asked them why he went in, and he told them he was retrieving a Mountain Dew bottle that he dropped in from the night before. So that put him in inside of the tank for about 8 hours. If all of that was true.
Wow.
After it was cut open, the man was able to exit the toilet. Fire department did hook up water to their truck and gave him a free shower.
That is, wow. Is that life threatening? I wonder. Like, do you got to go spend some time in the
soaks
hospital,
in, bro? Like, yeah, you need to be quarantined. Eight hours, whatever's in there, soaked into you.
It truly
you're
insane.
The toxic crusader at this point of crackheads.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll chalk that up to the biggest L of the week, no doubt about it. Thank you, Chief.
Get one
down,
there.
2.5 to go. Rangers baseball. They're in Toronto. Is coming up at 5:30. Woolchuck, what are we doing next?
All right, let's go around the bases. What's the Rangers' best trade chip? That's next in the nation.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.